It's 7:45. Good morning. I'm Anthony Moreno with KRWG News. A new report says New Mexico's annual revenue for state and local governments could hit $120 million in 5 years if marijuana were legalized. The New Mexico News Connection's Ross Brown reports.
Economist and marijuana market consultant Kelly O'Donnell recently told a task force established by the governor that demand for cannabis products has far outpaced expectations in neighboring Colorado. O'Donnell says New Mexico could find itself in a similar position if lawmakers legalize recreational marijuana.
There's a good economic case to be made for doing this if you do it right. There is potential for job creation and higher tax revenue.
O'Donnell estimated the annual revenue for state and local governments in New Mexico could hit $120 million in 5 years, depending on the tax structure and regulatory policy. A bipartisan bill to legalize recreational marijuana passed the New Mexico House this year, but stalled in the Senate before the legislative session ended. O'Donnell believes more adults in the state will use marijuana if it's legal and considered socially acceptable. She said it also could increase the number of out-of-state visitors, especially from Mexico and Texas, which has not indicated it will legalize marijuana anytime soon.
Would it increase tourism? Probably, but it's certainly not going to rival some of our larger economic sectors.
O'Donnell notes that in addition to a boost in tourism, legalized cannabis could add at least 10,000 new jobs to the state's agriculture and retail sectors. 25% of people who traveled to Colorado between 2013 and 2018 listed cannabis as a reason for their visit, according to the state's tourism agency. This is Ross Brown, New Mexico News Connection.
The Navajo Nation announced Thursday it settled a lawsuit with Wells Fargo Bank for $6.5 million over predatory practices. KJZZ's Laurel Morales reports.
The 2017 complaint detailed a long pattern of misconduct. It said, quote, Wells Fargo had a singular focus. It would exploit the trust of Navajo people in order to advance Wells Fargo's profit interests. According to the complaint, for years, the bank created unauthorized bank accounts and debit cards, pressured, cajoled, and deceived Navajo elders. Under intense pressure to increase sales, bank employees told Navajos who didn't speak English, in order to cash a check, they had to sign up for a savings account. This comes on the heels of a settlement Wells Fargo reached last year with the attorney generals of all 50 states over similar misconduct. It's yet to be determined how the tribe will allocate the funds. I'm Laura Morales in Flagstaff.
Making it through times of mayhem in our lives can be difficult. Some thoughts from commentator Algernon Damassa.
A new pen pal in Sweden asked me to describe summers where I live. And fittingly, as I set to describing New Mexico's monsoon season, we were seeing a delightful August thunderstorm. As a child, I had terrible anxiety about thunderstorms. Through uncanny chance, I was witness to 4 lightning strikes that made contact with the ground or trees near me. I was close enough to hear the snap of the electric charge, to smell it, and feel the blow of the thunder in my belly. Hail Zeus! My father comforted me one afternoon as I sat in the kitchen fretting over a thunderstorm that was going door to door looking for me, I was convinced. He assured me the odds of being anywhere near a lightning strike were slim to none. As the period at the end of his sentence, there was a tremendous explosion as a bolt of lightning split open a tree by our side of the house. We sat at attention for a moment, and finally my father said, "Well, I've got nothing more to say about that," and strolled to a safe distance from his doomed child. Years later, I sat by a different window as a storm roiled overhead, perched on a meditation cushion and paying attention while jewels crackled and my worry waxed and waned. Decades of Zen practice have helped me face mayhem with an attitude similar, perhaps, to what Jacques Barzun described as spirited pessimism. He wrote, "Life confronts all but the most obtuse with a set of impossible demands. It is an action to be performed without rehearsal or respite. It is a confused spectacle to be sorted out and charted. It is a mystery, not indeed to be solved, but to be restated according to some vision, however imperfect. These demands bear down with redoubled force in times of decay and deconstruction, because guiding customs and conventions are in disarray." Barzun was writing from experience. This is a man who watched the world of his childhood collapse in the wrath of World War I. Ours is also a time of erosion, mistrust, blundering, and permanent loss, I'm afraid. More frequently now, people I chat with disclose a sensation of tilt, of incoherence. The perception cannot be reasoned away. Yet, why should it be? Our best hope may be for mayhem to open us up, that we may regard life and human value with infectious clarity and appreciation. With the weekly Desert Sage Commentary, I'm Algernon Damassa.
Algernon Damassa's opinions are his own and do not necessarily represent the views of KRWG Public Media or NMSU.